October 18th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, rest in my arms. Recline in my heart. Do not let these troubling times take a toll on the peace in your hearts. The present moment melts into the next present moment. Persevere in trust and in holy love. Know that I am always with you. I am your provision. Lack of trust is the bad fruit of trusting too much in yourself. Alone you will fail. Together we can change the heart of the world. To trust in me means you no longer give in to selfish ambition, love of power, or blind trust in evil people. Allow me to deliver you of all of that. Believe in my grace, which transforms and delivers you. Then you will plainly see that lawlessness is not of me. It is a surrender to sin. Sanctuaries of sin are the devil's folly. Children, pursue peace." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 4 through 8. "Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. Anyone who abides in him does not sin. Anyone who sins has not seen him, nor has he known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who does right is righteous, as he is righteous. He who commits sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil." Another note is given to read Psalm 23, 1 through 6. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.